This is Twit.
The MSIG S63VR, this is not the first iteration of it. It's been around for one or two previous generations. And previously it shipped with the GTX 1060 GPU, which was kind of the minimum for meeting VR capability. Hence the name on the laptop itself. So this is our second Max-Q design laptop. The first one we looked at was the Asus ROG Zephyrus, which had a GTX 1080 Max-Q. This one has a GTX 1070 Max-Q. But what's interesting about it is, so if you want a indication of what Max-Q actually does, this laptop has existed. It had previously only been able to use a GTX 1060. Now we're able to use a GTX 1070 Max-Q. So you get a little bit more performance out of it in the same form factor that you would before. This one's, you know, it's more of a traditional notebook. You'll see, like, the keyboard is where it would normally be. The trackpad's where it would normally be. The Zephyrus had all those weird kind of placements for things. The trackpad was off to the side. The keyboard was way up front of the machine. Standard connectivity outputs. This one does not have a G-Sync display. It does not have an NVMe PCIe SSD. It has a SATA-based storage. It's still, you know, 512 gig SSD, so not a you know, dramatic drop or anything like that, but noteworthy there. Graphics performance-wise, it is... So what we found with the 1080 Max-Q and the previous laptop was that it was around the performance of a GTX 1070 full. When I say GTX 1070 full, I mean a GTX 1070 would be integrated into one of those larger, thicker, heavier, noisier gaming laptops that you would traditionally think of as a gaming laptop. So the 1070 Max-Q is below that to some degree, right? And if you look at that graph there of the observed frame rates, you'll see, you know, the black line is the 1070 Max-Q, and it's, you know, it's 20, probably a 20 frames, 15, 20 frames per second lower than the 1080 Max-Q. If you look at GTA 5, you see it's probably closer to like 5 to 10 frames per second slower. And in Tomb Raider, it's probably back to, you know, your 20 frames per second slower. It's all very consistent. It's all pretty smooth performance across the board there. It is all running a 1080p, non-G-Sync display, you know, all V-Sync off, all those normal settings. So it's pretty good performance, a moderate step above a GTX 1060. That, again, that's kind of the point here for the Max-Q design philosophy or productization, whatever you want to call it. CPU performance, it's essentially the exact same CPU as in the ROG Zephyrus, the Intel Core i7-7700HQ, which is a true quad-core, true hyper-threading, all that stuff is working really well. Battery life, still bad, but better. You got 2.97 hours on our Wi-Fi browsing test with the MSI machine compared to 1.95 hours on the ROG Zephyrus. So you do get a full hour of additional battery life out of this baby, but it's not a connectivity style machine, right? Like, that's not its intent. So keep that in mind as you go through it. I mean, otherwise it's a decent machine. It's a good form factor. I've had a couple of these in the office before. It's expensive. $2,400 for the MSIG S63VR as we had it configured. 1070 Max-Q, you know, 512 gig SSD, all that type of stuff. The ROG Zephyrus sells for like almost the exact same price, maybe $100 less. And that comes with a G-Sync display. It has an NVMe SSD. It's a little bit smaller, but it's faster. But you do have the form factor and usability concerns, right? Remember that the Zephyrus was like a nightmare to actually use on your lap, for example, those types of things. So there are some trade-offs as you look through it. And also, if you're not tied to a small form factor, you can still get normal gaming laptops that are, you know, inch thick or heavier, bulkier, and you can get a GTX 1070 based one for like $1,700, in which case you're going to have better gaming performance than what you get on this 1070 Max-Q as well. So I still see the benefit to the design that NVIDIA is going with the Max-Q. I think maybe some of that might be lost because this is an existing design from MSI that has been around for a couple of generations. So there's nothing new about it. It's simply a slightly improved GPU performance out of the box for it. So worth taking a look at. But, you know, I still don't think we've hit the prime of what Max-Q will mean for gaming laptops in the near-term future.